this seems like it might be a good time to do a podcast, man. I was just at my friend Jason's house, and we recorded an episode of our wrestling podcast. And now I'm on my way home. I didn't drink today, I just had coffee, but then I smoked some pot, too. Didn't quite wear off yet, and I'm just walking home. And I put on my MP3 player, and there's this really good mashup. It's by the same guy that did the Taylor Swift Nine Inch Nails mashup I played. But this is some chick named Foxes and this song called Home, and Kid Cudi with his classic Day and Night. And it's just real good because it like kind of erases the previous two songs. Like now I don't want to hear the song Home without the Kid Cudi rapping in it. And I don't want to hear the Kid Cudi song without the cool Foxes instrumental. They really go together good. And Day and Night is the classic, just like, day and night, what? The Lonely Stoners, something, something, something. It just seems like an appropriate song, an appropriate vibe for just being kind of high and walking to the goddamn subway so you can get home. So, here's that. Foxes versus Kid Cudi. Home at Night, I think is what it's called. And it's cool.
To free his mind and search her. Day and night, the lonely lonely stoner seems to free his mind at night. He's all alone through the day and night. The lonely loner seems to free his mind at night. At night.
Man, one thing, I think I first noticed this, there's this guy, Kyle, that I knew in New York, who I still don't really smoke much, just if it's around. And then I smoke some, but I think the first time I noticed this was with him, was how songs seem to last for so long, man. So long. Like, I think it's done, and it's only halfway. It's definitely happening today. That song seemed really long. Anyway, pick it up a bit. This song is by Collective Soul, and it's called Heavy. And apparently it was a pretty big radio hit when it came out in, like, 2000. But I only know it because of this YouTube video called Wrestling Isn't Wrestling that a guy, Max Landis, made. And it is super great. Whether you like wrestling or not, you should look up Wrestling Isn't Wrestling and watch this thing. It's like 25 minutes long and it is fucking so awesome. He like reenacts a bunch of wrestling storylines with his friends and it is super cool. And during the end credits, this song plays, so it's been in my mind a lot. So let's listen to that. Man, I feel like I'm already just running out of steam and of ability to talk and of caring about doing a podcast. But I don't know, let's see if I can get at least, I don't know, two more songs maybe? That's enough for a podcast, right? All right, here's Heavy by Collective Soul. We'll be right back. Walking past near Bathurst Station last weekend. I stayed out all night drinking. And by the time I got here, it was like 8 in the morning because I stopped to get breakfast and shit. Like 8:30, and then I found a barber shop that was open and I got a cool haircut. It was nice. But yeah, I'm thinking actually this might just be what's happening in general, is this winter was crushing. It was brutal. It was one of the worst ever in Toronto. And but it ended quick, and now it is big time springtime now. It's like super nice out. And I just feel like, I guess that's just, like, in the wintertime it was just dark and I had nothing to do, and it was good to do all these podcasts to just give me something to do, keep my mind off things, whatever. That's one reason why I started so many podcasts. I started the 7 Days podcast, started a podcast where I interviewed Joel's kids, started a podcast where I call my mom every week, and started a wrestling podcast, and kind of resurrected Vinyl Countdown as a movie review podcast. And I think I'm going to shutter the doors on a bunch of these podcasts now that it's spring. I'm going to keep doing the one with my ma, and I'm going to keep doing the wrestling podcast, and I think the rest can all hibernate for the fucking summer. So, yeah, if I don't do any ham radios for a bit, this is why. I mean, maybe I will, maybe I'll be in the mood, but maybe I won't. Because, yeah, it really does feel like the words are just kind of drying up on my tongue. Or I'm just like, yeah, you know what? I got other things to do, other things to focus on. Let's go out in the world. Let's do stuff while it's warm. While I can be outside without my skin falling off. So, yeah. Maybe this will just be my little putting ham radio in park episode. So let's do this song and maybe one more song if I can find one. So Nina Gordon, she was one of the girls who sang for Veruca Salt. And then she left and did a solo stuff. And this is a song by her called Don't Let Me Down. And it's real good. Her solo album in general is pretty good. And this song in particular really stood out. And I liked it a lot. So let's listen to that. Don't Let Me Down by Nina Gordon. Nah. Don't let me down. I like how that song has kind of like a downer vibe to it. Like that's so you can tell Nina Gordon was, you know, the Veruca Salt was a 90s band. That's that classic 90s thing of just like downbeat Gen X blah, bullshit. But it's fucking true, dude. That's certainly how I usually feel. I fit right in. I was like a little bit too young for the whole Generation X exact generation, but I fit right into that shit for sure. Whew, I feel like that right now. Stopped and got some food, but yeah, I just am like, I don't feel so bad, but I don't feel so good. Trying to like index in my mind, like, all right, well, all the stuff that I learned this winter and all the things I figured out, like, that's better, right? I'm at a positive. Things are in a better place than they were before. But, you know, it's weird. If you don't feel it in the moment, then it's just academic. It's like, yeah, I guess, sure. But what is it doing for me right now? What is it doing for me in this exact moment? Fucking nothing. So anyway, one last song. Put this podcast in park. So, I'm gonna play Red Hot Moon by Rancid. I think I've played that pretty recently, but it's a real good song. It's from their year 2002 album, I think? Indestructible. And I saw them play in Vancouver in like 2005 or 6. They played this song. Just a real nice song. Makes me feel happy. Good song. Oh, and I also added to the Ham Radio page on KeithCourage.com. I re-uploaded my old music video show. Here's some fucking videos. Put them all up so they're in there. In there with all the ham radios. I guess 2009 is when the bulk of them came out. If you want to dig through the archives, anyway, they're all in there. It's just like this show, except with video. It's kind of cool. I don't do it anymore. I don't even have a camera anymore. But yeah, they're all in there. So I guess I'll see you when I see you. Thanks for listening. I hope you have a cool spring and summer. Because that's my plan. That's my plan, is to have a cool summer. I don't know what that means. But I'll fucking figure it out. All right. Here's some Rancid. See you later.
Shift tonight. Under the red hot moon, take the bus. rhymes for your soul. Three for the graveyards and the money I fold. Dipped out in the city where the sun burns slow. No hope, it's a pity, I can't say no. Not my time to go, it's not my time to die. The last thing I want is for my mother to cry. It was love at first light, the very first night. Things have never been the same since I took my first flight. The way I live my life, my love, I live lavish. Lost me from the start, you lose, you'll never have this. Untouched, unleashed, back up, you don't want it. Sticking for his cash, it's bad, it's how we flaunt it. Take to it, pass, I take to it, blast. Bust the motherfucker, I'm out on.